Sulphur Springs police detectives feel they have arrested the two men responsible for the armed holdup of Easy Mart in Sulphur Springs early Monday morning. We get that news and more from Police Detective Sergeant Bo Fox.
Yesterday afternoon, we were able to apprehend two suspects involved in the Easy Mart robbery that occurred in early morning hours of Monday, December 8th, 2014. Arrested were Kevin Lee Humphreys and Jordan Del Paz. They were originally arrested for possession of marijuana at their residence and were later charged with aggravated robbery of the Easy Mart.
What can you tell us about how the case developed and, you know, how it led leading to the arrest?
We received some anonymous tips late yesterday afternoon implicating these two subjects, and we were able to do a follow-up investigation, went to their house. Like I said, they were found to be in possession of marijuana, and later we were able to gather enough evidence to charge them with the aggravated robbery.
Did the tip have anything to do with maybe some of the video that you guys had put on Facebook or that had been shown in other places?
I really can't disclose the information in the tip at this time. Obviously, the video is definitely a big help in the investigation, but I can't really disclose the details involved in the tip.
It sounds like at least it generated a lot of tips that people responded.
Most definitely. You know, anytime just getting the word out there, getting pictures out there, it jogs people's memory and it definitely assists us in investigations.
Charges on this is aggravated robbery, I guess.
That's correct. With the club being displayed and, you know, the clerk feeling threatened, it qualifies as aggravated robbery.
Okay. All right. And while we're talking about this case, another case, actually it'd be a theft case, I guess, the stealing of some money bags from the VFW. There's some video is now out on that people can look at.
Yes, sir, and we encourage people to look at it. You know, and it's out on several different sites, and we encourage people to look at it and see if anything looks familiar about these subjects. You know, it's another investigation that we would like to have solved.
Now, a lot of people, just because there were two in each case, were trying to tie these two cases together, but you, I guess the police had always considered these separate.
Yes, at this time we don't consider that the two are connected, and we don't have any information to lead us to believe that at this time.
KSST News.